Our next speaker in the session is going to be Matteo Cancellieri. Matteo is based at the Open University, and he works on a group of platforms focusing on open access research and open science, and he's going to talk to us about the knowledge makers. Matteo, thank you.
Hello, I've been introduced. I'm Matteo Cancellieri. So my main job is working in CORE. CORE is the world's largest aggregator of open access papers. We currently have around 130, 140 million research papers, and around 11 million of them have full text papers. So my main interest is text and data mining and big scholarly data. If you are interested in this, look for me somewhere around. I'm really happy to talk about it. But today I'm going to talk about the Knowledge Makers. The Knowledge Makers is a side project. It started last year, around November, December. While talking with this guy is David Pride. He's a PhD student working in my same team, more or less. And it doesn't matter for this talk about what he's doing. What matters is that he's been a long-standing maker. So he loves doing 3D printing, and he was there with Raspberry Pi since the start. So he's really into the maker community. And what we realized with him is that there's a gap at the Open University, at least in our campus. There was a gap between what you can what you can see of the Open University and what cool things are happening around. You couldn't just see it clearly because there's nothing that keeps the departments together. Everyone is in his own bubble. So what we tried to do, we created these knowledge makers. The knowledge makers, more or less trying to sum it up in a mission, is to try to mix the academic culture, so the academic people that do something for job, they have a passion about it, but they do it as a job, as a profession. And then you have the makers, that if you don't know more or less the concept of makers are someone that likes to make things, clearly. So it goes from textiles to Raspberry Pis to playing with Legos to doing origami. Everything that is a make is making. So these people are running only on passion. So they do it off their profession, and they're running on passion, while the academics are someone that is doing it as a job. So they are similar, but they have also some difference between these two worlds. So what we try to do, we try to bring them together and try to make them meet and see what could happen from there. We're running every 2 months a meeting that we call it the Knowledge Makers, and it's growing since then. So the first one was in December, and then we started to move. So we have quite a few different reactions of what was the Knowledge Maker is, because it started to get popular, and then we get people coming and being, apart from the excited one, the welcome, we have also people coming saying, oh, I tried to do this, to run this at the Open University years ago, but then I got into bureaucracy and I didn't make it. Well, we managed to, we're still there. We have also someone really pessimistic that came to us and be like, you never make it, you're never going to survive because it's too good to be true. Well, till now, still good, still running. Another good thing that we did from version 2 is that we run a board with what do I know and what do I want to learn. So we try to get people to show what they were interested in knowing, what they could improve. So from number 2, we try to get these two needs to meet. And we run also some workshops, thanks to this board. So the first one is the 3D printing workshop we run. It was pretty cool. We show people how to build, to do 3D modeling. Some people didn't even know how to code. But then at the end of the 2 hours, because we kept it really simple, but at the end of the 2 hours, they started having their own 3D models. Someone even created a tower bridge model. Just the first time he did it, I don't know, it was really impressive. Then the second workshop instead was it came up in a different way. So some colleagues from the department are working with robots and are working with robots for smart cities. And they realized that they've been asked to run some workshop about how they're doing their research, because there was another team from somewhere else in another department that actually got budget money for buying robots, but then they didn't manage to do some research on it. They wanted to, but they still didn't got the time. So in this way, we bring them together, we started a workshop, we got interest around it, and then we let people just sit together and get kickstart their own research on the robots. The third one instead is another type of things that we try to run that is about showcasing new technologies. So this one was really funny because this PhD student came to us and said, oh, you know, you call knowledge makers, but I've done most of my PhD research and I called it making knowledge. So it was quite close. And what she's doing, she's creating haptic technology to help visually impaired design student to work on design. That was quite impressive. It's a stylus with haptic technology. At least for me, it was really impressive. And we also took the challenge, as you can see there, to design a poster that is a full inclusive poster. So I don't know if you can see it, but it's a 3D printed Braille poster over there. And quite proud of it. Then we're not finished yet. We are running possibly the biggest event in a few weeks. So there's the Raspberry Pi CEO that is coming to give a keynote speech for our new knowledge makers. That is pretty good. And it's also pretty interesting because until now it has been kind of a grassroots movement. So we got people coming without nothing coming from top. But guess what? Once the Raspberry Pi CEO is coming and there's possibility of projects, now we started to have quite a few head of school or professors showing up and show lots of interest to it. So it started to be, it's changing, and it's pretty interesting to see it. Also to mention, between this list, there's also the Python crash course that is something that I want to try to run. I've never done much workshop on it, so I want to try to close the gap for PhD students that arrive, and from what we heard from other PhD students, they got pushed in, okay, go, develop your script, write something. So what I want to try to have is like a small workshop, not trying to teach how to program for sure, but trying to give them a possibility to have a community of people that are more or less on the same level, and then they can see what are the resources, and then they can try to together learn more about Python in this case, but in any case, programming. Then, so this is happening since December, and as you can probably imagine, I'm quite proud of it. But we have few cases of things that happened that, thanks to us, they happened. So we probably could happen anyway, but we make them happen faster. So the first picture there is from a researcher that started to come to Knowledge Makers just from the very first one. And she realized, well, if people can do stuff with Raspberry Pi, why can't I? So she created an experiment, and then she used that experiment to go to Soapbox Science. I don't know if you know Soapbox Science. It's an event that is trying to bring science to everybody. So they bring academic researchers to show the research, and they're supposed to stay on top of a soapbox over there. I don't know if there is there. But anyway, she created an experiment. It was a simple experiment over there with a Raspberry Pi, and she got inspired by the knowledge makers. The second one comes from a project of a PhD student that works in animal-computer interaction. Not much technically skilled, but she used the knowledge makers to get people together to create roundtables to create a design framework for wearables for animals. And thanks to the knowledge makers, she managed to get the right audience that before she was struggling to get, because she needed a mix of cat lovers and programmers and technology experts. So thanks to the knowledge makers, she managed to get to find the right audience. And the last one is still ongoing because that guy is Andrea. He's really passionate about origami. So he loves to do origami, and we found it pretty interesting. There's also some part of research involved in it, but he got spotted by some marketing office of the Open University. So he got called, and then now they are running a promotional material from the Open University that is going to be some origami, and he's recording videos, and all this material is going to the New Scientist Live. I don't know if you know it. It's another really big conference running, I think, in London, where they try to bring science to everybody, and his video is going to be played there to show two kids how to make origami. That I found pretty cool. Anyway, this is the visible part. What I can only tell you, but I cannot show you, is that I'm pretty sure that during this nearly 1 year, I saw so many chats happening, so many knowledge exchange happening between departments that before I didn't see it happen. So we managed to create this place that try to connect people, and then you see people just, oh, I'm doing something similar than what you're doing, and that's great. Like, they just meet in the knowledge makers. That's awesome. So, yeah, that's more or less what knowledge makers are. To the RSE community, I think what we're trying to... The point of contact is that I think the knowledge makers could be a place where it's off the meeting rooms, it's off the usual kind of structures of delivering technology to research, but it's more a creative way where you can get researchers and RSE together and try to make something out of it without running into, at least at some point it's going to happen, meetings, but at least with a different approach. And it also created a place where you can see what cool stuff happening around. I personally saw so many things that I didn't know about that my university was doing. Also, we are a place where there's no students, so the vibe at the Open University is a bit... There's not much moving around, because without students, you lose a bit of the traction of it. But thanks to this, we managed to discover things, and like I also met like my RSE colleagues there, of our small group. And also, it pops the bubbles. So I saw a few researchers that are working on their research, they're doing something, they do their full PhD, and they never see that in their next desk, metaphorically speaking, there's someone else that is doing something really similar. Maybe they even go to the same conferences and they don't realize it. So this one is a way to bring them together, to make them discover what's around them. Anyway, that's more or less all. What I'm trying to ask from you is, of course, any advice or any question is more than welcome. I also would like to know if there's other networks similar to this one that are running already. So if there's a possible chance to network a bit, maybe try to share war stories even. And also, I wouldn't mind to help someone that wants to set up a new one if it wants, because, I mean, I'm not such an expert, but I can try to help you, to give you some tips of what we try to do in our small experience. So, thank you. That's the talk.